Tuesday, March 4th. First reading from Sirach chapter 35, verses 1 through 12. To keep the law is a great oblation, and he who observes the commandments sacrifices a peace offering. In works of charity, one offers fine flour, and when he gives alms, he presents his sacrifice of praise. To refrain from evil pleases the Lord, and to avoid injustice is an atonement. Appear not before the Lord empty-handed, for all that you offer is in fulfillment of the precepts. The just one's offering enriches the altar and rises as a sweet odor before the Most High. The just one's sacrifice is most pleasing, nor will it ever be forgotten. In a generous spirit pay homage to the Lord. Be not sparing of freewill gifts. With each contribution show a cheerful countenance and pay your tithes in a spirit of joy. Give to the Most High as He has given to you, generously, according to your means. For the Lord is one who always repays, and He will give back to you sevenfold. But offer no bribes, these He does not accept. Trust not in sacrifice of the fruits of extortion, for He is a God of justice who knows no favorites. Haydock Commentary. Virtue is the most acceptable sacrifice. The sacrifices of penance, of justice, and of praise are to be preferred before all external ones. The peace offering and that for sin, as well as the oblation of fine flour and of praise, which is the most perfect of all, are accepted by God. The sacrifice of praise is the true spirit of the law. The poor who present a virtuous heart are more acceptable than the rich who are buried in sin, though the latter may offer the most splendid sacrifices. God requires that all should do according to their abilities. If they have nothing, they must fulfill the commandments, and He will be satisfied. The Gospel from Mark chapter 10, verses 28 through 31. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." Haydock Commentary. Although St. Peter had left but few things, he still calls them his all. For small things have power of attaching us to them and of exciting our passions. Therefore he that forsakes his small possessions shall be a partaker of the blessings of Jesus Christ. From the Commentary of Cornelius a Lapide. The hundredfold that he will receive back is mentioned in Matthew 19, but Mark here adds, "with persecutions." That is, let him who has relinquished his possessions and friends for the love of Christ and is set in the midst of persecutions and is encompassed by them on every side be faithful, for there will not be wanting 100, that is, very many, who will succor and cherish him as brothers, fathers, and mothers. So say St. Jerome, Venerable Bede, and others. Persecutions is added because in persecutions the believer especially needs the help and assistance of others. Also because this is a rare and marvelous thing that, in persecution, when a man is wont to be left destitute of help and friends, and when all through fear of danger withdraw themselves from him, those who follow Christ experience the exact contrary, and find 100, that is, very many, to help him. Again, it may be understood thus, that persecutions and tribulations undergone for Christ's sake are part of the reward which shall be given, together with the hundredfold, to those who follow Christ. For to suffer for Christ is a great gift of God,